I've travelled many roads and across many centuries, and here I am again. From Mons to Mons, just like the British Expeditionary Force that started and ended their Great War here. For the soldiers, the journey took 4 bloody years. 4 years of bloodshed between the first and the last battle. A terrible return trip between Belgium and France. Our first stop is Le Cateau. It's 1914. We're following in the footsteps of the British retreat and the Angels of Mons. Then on to Cambrai on the trail of the Mark IV tanks. And finally, we'll be looking at the 100 Days Offensive and the Armistice. Who still remembers all those soldiers and civilians who today are just names on plaques and monuments that no one stops to look at anymore? Who better than the guardian angel of their memory? In the villages around here, rumour has it that tanks were buried on the site of the Battle of Cambrai. In November and December 1917, the mass use of tanks in battle took place for the first time in history, resulting in a victory for the Allies. Several hundreds of these new vehicles participated in the fighting in the fields around Cambrai. In Flesquières, in the 1990s, some older inhabitants remember having seen a tank buried in a huge pit. One man, a tank enthusiast, took the rumour seriously and decided to try and track it down. A task that took him several years and required endless enthusiasm, perseverance, and painstakingly detailed work. It was an investigation that was bound to attract my attention. It was just the kind of venture that really needed a guardian angel.